Now, what is the argument of materialism in regard to pleasure? This is the argument. From dust, everybody arises. To dust you return. It is only during a small brief period between dust to dust that you have the consciousness. In this consciousness, there are two great phenomena of pleasure and pain. Where pleasure is pleasant, agreeable, desirable, which you automatically desire, then it follows that if you have to choose between pleasure and pain, why should you not choose pleasure? Because whether you choose pleasure or pain, ultimate result is dust. Therefore, why should you not choose pleasure? Therefore, choose pleasure. This is the argument of the materialist. If the choice between pleasure and pain were to make a difference afterwards, instead of becoming dust, you were to become something else, then one can have an argument that yes, you choose pain between pleasure and pain. But in either case, ultimate result is only matter dust. Then why should you not, during this brief period that is given to you, why should you choose pain at all? Reject pain altogether, or reduce it if you can't reject altogether, reduce it to the minimum. Maximize as much pleasure as possible. Snatch as much pleasure as possible from this brief period. Why not? Because it's so pleasant. Now this is a great companion of materialism. Mind you, logically, you could also argue that ultimately if you have a choice between pleasure and pain and both are to reduce into dust, there is nothing illogical if you choose pain. Nothing illogical about it. If somebody says that ultimately even by pain I will go to dust, even by pleasure I will go to dust, it is true I like pleasure very much, but what is illogical about choosing pain? Nothing illogical. Both are equally possible, both can be chosen. In either case you will go to dust, so why not to choose pain also? Why not? One can argue that way also. But it doesn't please human being. It's a question of being having pleasure in it. Therefore you can say that the human being is attracted towards materialism. Therefore there is an automatic choice in favor of materialism because of this reason. Not necessarily logical, but which is not illogical either. Therefore, this companion of materialism has a great hold upon humanity today. Now this hold has become even much greater because of another reason. That the methods of seeking pleasure in today's world have become much easier than they were in the previous times. The duration of pleasure today can be made as long as you like, as never before. This is a special time in which we are living, and therefore the hold of materialism being so strong. You just enter into a room and you can switch on a television. It is so easy as that. And have any kind of pleasant scenario before you as you like. You can choose it. The whole night you can watch it. No problem. You are no more dependent upon the visit of a dancer to your house. She has to return, not at all. Akbar had never this kind of pleasure, in spite of being the emperor of this great country. As a domestic servant today, who can switch on the television for the whole night and watch it, and there is no problem at all. So the methods of seeking pleasure today are so easy, and the duration can be as long as you want, within only a few limitations. Because of these two reasons, materialism has become very powerful. There is a second reason. Materialism is very easy to prove. You don't need to go through a great exercise of the kind that you have been going through. What a difficult exercise that we had to go through to watch the whole world, to reduce it to space and time, which is successive, then to see it's non-successive, then to see the pure existence, to see the paradoxes, and then to reconcile them and to see the wonder of it. All is a very difficult procedure. Materialism is as easy as kicking a football. Who can deny the reality of the football when you kick it? You can just kick it and show, look, this is matter. If you want to show pure existence, which is spaceless and timeless, can you show it like a football? Whereas matter can be shown as easily as you can show a football by kicking it. It is so easy to prove materialism. As Sri Aurobindo says, the materialist has an easier field, and its success is immediate. You can just show the successful argument of materialism. What is it? You open your eyes and you see matter everywhere. So when materialism is philosophically so easy to prove, when materialism is so pleasant because it gives you justification for seeking pleasures which are now so easy to obtain, and the duration of which can be very long, these two companions of materialism reinforce materialism. Reinforce those two arguments which I have given you, that consciousness emerges nearest to physical organs, and secondly, that matter is ultimate reality, therefore consciousness is derivable from material, from matter. These two arguments. Now in this scenario, if somebody wants to even argue with a materialist, materialist simply says, why do you trouble me? I have just now told you my arguments. I also advise you to enjoy the world now. Why do you bother about anything else? Therefore, any kind of argumentation with materialist becomes difficult. He has no time for it, because he feels impatient. I have told you, to prove the existence of matter is as easy as kicking a football. I have proved it. If you go further, I have also shown you that all consciousness of which you are talking is nothing but nearest to physical organs, and they are physical in character, so consciousness is nothing but generated from the physical organs. Having done this, why do you take away my time in discussing anything further?